What an inconsiderate dick.
Oh, they're not so daunting if you just start them.
Would it kill the old man to just give me a fucking break? He already said I do great work. Plus, I get the grades. For God's sake, I fucking try every single day.
Makes a bloody good point, though, doesn't he?
Hey, save your breath. I do the self-help talking around here. Let me handle the moments of clarity, okay?
Only I could argue with myself.
It's kind of our thing, you know? Isn't it? You know, arguing back and forth. You can be so mean to us, you know? You can be such a bitch, but I put up with it.
Oh, damn it, I'm starving.
This is always a god-awful idea. You should have just sat in.
Get fucked. There's always some youths hanging about, making tons of noise. Plus, you have to use those disgusting self-service touchscreens that never get cleaned. Besides, I can't waste time eating in when I can just eat it at home, you know? Ah, shit, it's my turn. Okay, hi, yes, I would like... hi, I would like to order a... Sorry, I didn't mean to shout.
You are an asshole. A rude asshole, even.
One spicy vegan chicken burger, please. Medium chips and, a Pepsi Max? A medium Pepsi Max? Yes. Yes, that's all.
God, that was awful. At least I'll be able to understand what they say now. Hope I actually get my order, you know?
You're shitting me, right? Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm pretty sure they heard you, but they didn't really care. I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
Attention.
Attention, passengers of Air Sam. This is your captain speaking. We don't mean to startle you, but we have a code orange. Not be confused with the milder code yellow, but an orange. Almost red. Not quite red yet. This is a social interaction. No need to get too alarmed. Get a little alarmed, but try to keep all your arms and legs within the transport at all times.
I'm sorry, lad. It's just taking a little longer than I had expected. You know what it's like. Medication for my sciatica, one for the old knee joints, one because the old ticker don't tick so well no more. And, you know, they say, the older you get, the more you just fall apart. Heck, at least I still have my teeth. They ain't mine, but I still got them. Say, when I was your age...
Mr. Leroy, but your, Viagra...
Oh, yes.
...prescription needs to be re-prescribed by your doctor.
See? When you get old, even your dick don't work anymore. And now I gotta ask my doctor for some more boner pills so that the missus doesn't know.
Attention, attention. We have a code red. We have a code red.
Yeah, I hate calling my doctor about my boner pills.
Oof. How crude for such a young man. You should try being more gentlemanly. A good man in my day would never do such a thing.
Well, we aren't exactly in your day, so things change. Just, you know, whatever. I don't have time for this.
Shit, here we go.
Please apply your oxygen mask securely before attending others, because we're going down.
Okay, Mr. Leroy. That will be £34 exactly today.
Somewhere.
Shit!
Don't bother!
Oh, fuck's sake, he dropped his wallet.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, thank you, lad. See, being a gentleman isn't so hard, isn't it?
We did our best. We all did our best.
Well then, just keep better hold of things, like your wallet, okay?
Okay. See you later.
Hello.
Just the usual, Jamie.
Mm.
You should call Mum. She's probably waiting for you to ring.
Hello? Sam? Is everything okay? How's your car? Are you still friends with Tony? Did you meet him?
Hi, Mum. Chill. Calm down. I'm okay. Tony's good. Everything is A-okay.
Sam, I know you've been filling out forms without telling me. You're going to America.
Ready to initiate zone out protocol, Captain. Just say the word.
Yeah, sorry. I just really wanted to...
On Friday...
Zone out activated, sir.
Signing a form in my name will allow you to go on an exchange trip to America is not okay, Samuel.
Yep.
I am extremely disappointed that you did this without my permission.
Yep.
I understand that you're excited, but it's important to ask for permission before you sign something like that. However, it seems like you've made your decision, and I know what you're like, so let's just focus on making sure you have everything you need for the trip. First, do you have a valid passport? You'll need that to travel to America.
Hold up! SAS detected! We suggest you retaliate, sir.
I'm not that dense. I got it renewed in the new year.
Don't sass me, child. Do you have travel insurance?
Wait, I need that?
Yes, it's important to have travel insurance in case of any emergencies. Leave it with me. Electronically mail it to you later.
What is this, 1996?
Mum, it's just email, for God's sake.
Also, make sure you have any necessary medications packed.
Okay.
A clear itinerary of your trip. You should have contact information for the people you'll be staying with and any emergency contact.
Okay.
And most importantly, I want you to be safe and responsible while you're away. Make sure to call me every night and let me know how you're doing.
Jesus, I can't afford to call her abroad. What the fuck?
Yeah. Thanks.
Don't forget to wash and take clean clothes every day, okay? Pack smart, not light, and don't get lost, Samuel.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, love you too. Yeah, bye. Yes, okay, bye. Bye.
Oh, God. You know, I should have expected that, but hey, let's get to it. All right, Sam, my boy. Let's go start that list. The list, Sam. You need to take out notebook.
Oh shit, where the hell is my notebook? You know, I don't really function well if I don't write everything down, you see. When I told my tutor that I had started to make adjustments to cope with my ADHD, I mean, that wasn't really a lie, but I have a system, see. I don't really know if it helps me in any way, but I've been making these lists for my entire life. Like, Ickle Sam playing in his bedroom, making sure all of his nonsensical notes are all in place so that I can stare at them aimlessly, while the entire world around me is a complete fucking chaos. But I would just spend hours fixating on that one little thing.
Oh shit, how long have I been staring at this drawer?
Ah, my notebook. Now, where's my pen? That one pen that glides on paper like Michael Phelps through water.
Your pen is inside your notebook, where it always is. It's why the cover's always bent.
Ah, there you are, you beautiful little ballpoint bitch.
You ready for this?
Yes, you inconsiderate bastard. I am ready to write my list.
But you aren't, are you? Because you don't know the first place to start, and now you're gonna start hyperventilating about all the little details.
The fuck was that voice?
Whatever. Okay. Items to pack. Clothes. Do I need a mixture of cold weather clothes and warm weather clothes? I'll just pack both. What the hell kind of weather does New York even have this time of year anyway? Oh, fucking Fahrenheit. I always forget about that. I'm gonna fuck this up so badly.
Hey! Just slow down and focus.
Okay. Focus. Focus. Damn it. Focus. Socks, yep. Oh, toothbrush. Mom.
You think you'll need your dictaphone?
Well, shit, I don't know. I guess I need to remember my laptop as well. Microphone, camera maybe? Will the school let me borrow a camera, actually? Ugh. What the fuck will I even be doing there? I have no idea.
I don't know, just pack it all. Go grab the other suitcase too. For clothes, toiletries, and meds, important documents, and shit. Those could just go and carry on. The folder.
Oh shit, yeah, the folder. All of my important documents, of course. Everything in little plastic sleeves. Birth certificate, national insurance number, passport, plane tickets, my maps, details about the exchange program. Everything is already here. Except the cereal. Fucking bane of my existence, I swear to God.
You're overthinking things again. Calm down.
Whew. All right. I think I've got it all. I'm ready.
Oh, my motherfucking hand.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway, I've got to get to Tony's. I promised I'd go to his place tonight.
That salty git really gave you the whole medication thing, Lane. Ugh, what a proper wee dozy shite.
I know, right? I had this intense sharp head thing.
Head thing? What are you on about? You're right.
Maybe just tell him it's a headache or something. You don't want to make him think you're insane before you go on this big trip.
Okay, so, you remember how we went and got Chinese food the other night?
Aye, it only happened yesterday.
Well, ever since I've been getting these sharp,
Hold up, this is gonna make you sound weird.
Last night, when I cracked open my fortune cookie, I had the most bizarre fortune inside.
Oh, hold on.
Oh. Thanks, have a good night.
Christ, Sam, are you sure you're good? Hold that thought, whatever the shite that was. Pizza's here. I'll go get it.
Well, I don't know what it is, but maybe you can make more sense of it. Here.
Connected by blood? What the hell kind of fortune is this?
I don't know. Ever since I got that fucking piece of paper out of that cookie, I've been hearing just... I swear, it just sounds worse than it is.
Are you hearing voices?
Hey, that's me.
Of course not. It's more like I'm seeing someone else's life at the same time as I do it. It's so fucking bizarre. But, like, see, today I swear I heard someone else in my head say the same thing I was saying at the same time when I was saying it. And then at the pharmacy, this old pervert dropped his wallet and the ringing happened before and I thought I caught it, but I didn't. But I saw myself catch it, but I didn't actually catch it. And now I heard the door knock, like, seconds before it actually did. It's fucking mental.
Right. It sounds like maybe...
Great. Now he thinks you're losing your mind. Worse than usual.
This is different. It's not like that. It's almost like my mind has teleported into someone else's life. Just for a moment.
I think maybe you should go talk to your doctor about your meds before you go. This sounds... Well, it sounds like you're stressed or something. You sure you're up for this trip?
Change the subject. Insert new subject.
I'm just excited. Anyway, look at this, actually. The lass who's coming here, you know, since it's an exchange program, her name is Sammy. We have the same name. And get this, I'll be assisted by her dad, named Jesse. Since, you know, my mom's name's Jessica, that's pretty fucking weird, right? And her buddy's named Tony.
What? Are you sure you're not reading your own file?
No. Her name is Samantha, and her dad's name is Jesse, not Jessica. And her Tony, Tony with an I, not Tony with a Y. See, it's like the same, but not.
That's mad.
And she's also in the film and TV program over there. What are yours?
Sounds like I'm getting myself an American woman. Oh, Sammy lad, what if she's as mad as you? Hey!
I am not whacked out. I just have ADHD, you asshole.
And the rest to boot.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, let's get back to this.
Oh, let me show you this part. It's really good. See, if you press this and that, and you do this, it does a fucking clap.
Thank you for listening to Deja U. We hope you enjoyed it so far.
Thank you for tuning in. Far out.
Jessica, Sam's mother, was played by Amy Tate. Don't forget, episodes release two at a time, back to back, with the first episode releasing every Friday at 7 p.m. GMT, and the second one of the two at the same time, 7 p.m. CST.
Thanks again, and see you next time.